parashas of Mishpatim and Truma, or better said, Yisra Mishpatim and Truma, come together with one hemshich. And it's obvious that it's Ki'ilu, Truma is coming off as the hemshich of Yisra Mishpatim. You find in the Inyan of Kabbalah's prayer, the Lishkas Hagazis, which was the makom for Mishpatim, really sits next to the Beis HaMikdash, which means that there's a reason why there's a smichas. I want to go through a little bit Chazal over here. The Medrash gives a sort of Tosefes Tam, and it's a Medrash that needs to be learned up, and I want to try to get a sense of it. It says, Vikli Truma, Hador Chsiv Kilekach Toiv Nasatchem Teros Al Tazoyim. So Chazal are going in the pasuk that Torah has a Shem Mekach to it. It's something that is transferred to Chal Yisrael. And B'meila, it's going to describe something about the Tivre Mekach. Something about the Teichre Mekach. So Chazal say, Yeshcha Adam Shalokeach Mekach, Yeshbo Zov in Bekesek, Yeshkezer Zov. Some people take something and has gold without silver, without gold. Mekach Shalokeach Yeshbo Kesev, he brings a pasuk that Torah is called Imus Hashem Rosh Torah's Kesef, Yesh Bozov, Shem Rechmodim Zov and Pazrov. There's somebody who buys Sodas without Chromium, Chromium without Sodas. And again, it brings Misholim how the Torah has Sodas and Chromium. Psukim, Shlachayach Paris, my name, and so on. Then he says, so one Inyan that Chazal or Magdir over here is that there are a type of mekach where you have this but not that, whereas Torah you have everything. Okay, one nekuda. A second nekuda. Yesh chadam lokeach mekach ubnadam min yori mahu. There's sometimes a person buys and doesn't know what it is. Av mischara sar sur nisvadam alokach. When you know the commission somebody made on it, if you make a commission of a few pennies, you know that the person sold a chocolate bar. If a person made a commission of millions of dollars, he sold a project, a development project, something like that. Okay. Kacha teira einar midea maila mischashla kamoisha, shemoisha da kikorin ar panav, and so we know from that what it was. So two things. They don't have much of a connection. One thing is teira has different things, zov, kesef, pardes, kromim, okay. And then another nekuda that sometimes somebody buys something, sells something, and you don't know what it is exactly. And when you get a sense of what you get paid for it, what the broker takes for it, you know what it is. Abkan, it still seems just bunched up things. And the third thing is, sometimes somebody sells something and he gets sold along. Got sold along with it. Brings very famous Chazal, Moshe Melech had a bas yechida. One of the Melachim came and somebody married her. He wanted to take her along, and the Melech said, well, she's my only daughter. I can't leave her go. I can't take her from you because it's your wife, but wherever you go, kiten echad asei l'shoda etzlechem. I want, leave me a little apartment wherever you move to, and I'll go with you. Kachon eshpore son son satayra, lefesh mene yochon son son. I mean, this doesn't seem to have anything with it. I mean, it's a whole bunch of things around the word mekach. So sometimes I go on with that. I could say there's some mekachs that you're happy you bought it, some mekachs that you're sad you bought it, some mekachs overpaid, some mekachs underpaid. Given enough time, we could sit in darshan as many drashas as you want. Chazal here are telling us something. It's one piske in the medrash, and Chazal are driving to a point. And the question is, what is the nekuda that Chazal are driving at? And in a certain sense, it's a very, very significant nekuda, because when Chazal are putting it down, that's the teichin of Mishkan, and it's the teichin of Matan Torah Mishpatim Mishkan. It's one unit. Ramban says that Mishkan was an ongoing Har Sinai, it had the luchos at the core, and that's how it kept going. So I try a little bit to understand what is exactly, what's the teichen that's going to, and what's related to. The Gemara in Brachas, Gemara says that David HaMelech, when he was Meshach, David HaMelech said, Baruchi Nafshi, he said the Nefesh has five inyanim, and Kavi Yochla Kadosh Baruch Hu is like that in those five inyanim. Two of them are HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mimalei Kol HaOlam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills the entire world, and so too the Nesham fills, the Nefesh fills the entirety of the person. One of them is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Raya Veininira, and a person is also Raya Veininira. And a person, the Nefesh and a person is Raya Veininira. Those are two main things. There are three other things that are sort of ancillary, but those seem to be the two main Nekudas. I want to try to describe what it is that Chazal were being magdir over here in this Mekach and so on. Bederach Klal, everything in the world is Maisei Hashem. Everything in the world is Kaviyochla Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is everything. But whenever I take a piece of the picture, I have something, but not something that I can categorize as a Kadosh Baruch Hu. For instance, a name like Rachum or Chanun, it's a midah of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kanoi, Noikein, those are all midas that a Kadosh Baruch Hu uses. They're attributes of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they're appropriately ma'isim of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But if Chas V'Sholom would try to be magdi that this is the entirety of it, I don't have it. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is more than Chesed. He's more than Rachman, he's more than Leitein, he's more than Leitein. The Betzim, almost whenever worshipping Malachim, the Maral says that every Malach is a chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha. He's not the entirety, and that's how we distinguish. They are koiches, and they come in plural, because there are many koiches. They are not the entirety of the picture. So, Chazal said, let's take a look. In the world of Torah, what do we have here? When it says that the entirety, when a person takes a mekach, for instance, if I want to know, if I bought things from somebody, or did I buy the evet? If I buy an evet knaini, it's kol mashe kana, Rabbi Kana. Anything that the Evet Kani is Kreiner is Rabbi's Kreiner. Because he has the Evet. So when I buy things from people, I'm usually buying bits and pieces. But if I realize, if I tell you I have everything Ruvain has, it's not the pshat that I bought this sugi of shir, if you say chutz me something. But if I have everything, then I have the person. If I say there is nothing that Reuven has or will have that I don't have, that's not a sale on profit. Then I realize that the Kenyan was a Kenyan that stalls a chois on Reuven rather than on objects that Reuven possesses. So in every mitzvah, for instance, every mitzvah is a certain hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every mitzvah is kineged a certain aver. So just like Avarim, my hand is mine, but it is of me. It's not the entire picture of me. But when I have something that I say, there is nothing that Reuven has that's not in this, then I have the Atzmus. If I take a look at Torah, and I see there's nothing I can describe, and obviously Zohar and Kesef have deeper meanings, and Kromim, Fadesa, and deeper meanings, doesn't make a difference to us what the more specific meanings are. What's important to us is what Chazal is saying is the entirety of it is there. So one picture, one way to detest something, if you're dealing kaviyochol with the entire picture, or you're dealing with the protim and maisa mitzvahs, does it include everything or not? That's one nekuda. The second nekuda is, if a person has something and it comes to an end, if Lo Yitzur Torah could have a gvul, and that's it. I finished it and it's over. I know everything there is to know. So how can I say that there's kabayochel the atzmius of a Kaddish Baruch Hu in it? Kaddish Baruch Hu is bli gvul. So anything that's bound and limited is not going to answer on telling me that I have a dveikus in a Kaddish Baruch Hu himself kabayochel when I have it. Because if something is limited, it's bal karchoch not. Because a Kaddish Baruch Hu appears to us as a roya ve'inira, which means we can see some of it, but we can't have all of it. If a person takes a look around, is it true that what I see is Yad Hashem, Maise Hashem? The answer is yes. Everything is Maise Hashem, but there's more. It's like when you're drawing on a string that's on a wheel, and you keep drawing more and more. Every mitzvah has a gvul to itself. It has, some of them have a gvul in halacha, and some of them have a gvul in metzias. Even if you would say that a person is allowed to invest all his money on stucker, but more than all his money he can't give. Once he starts giving somebody else's money, it's not so stuck anymore. That's not, he doesn't have that anymore. So a person has gvulis in every mitzvah, because it's physical, there's a gvul. Tefillin have a shir, tzitzis have a shir, and so on. Shayf has a zman, and also as shiur. The only place where it's shayach that I can see Torah, but I don't see all of it. That's Torah. Torah, there is no limit. There is no boundary to it. Every time I learn it, something more comes out. The mashal Chazal give is like a baby nursing, where as long as it's nursing, there's milk coming. You know, obviously the mashal is limited. There's a mother has limits to how much she could give milk. But in the dogma for it to be l'savas oizen, it's something that you can latch onto, and you don't find those boundaries. So Chazal gave us two parameters to be kaveya. If when I have a maisa that's mitzvah, what am I getting? Am I getting a thing? Am I getting something of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, like mitzvahs are? The ruchnius thing. But they are of a Kaddish Baruch Hu? Or kaviyochel, is it some sort of dveikus in a Kaddish Baruch Hu himself? And Chazal gave us two klolim to determine that. One is it makif everything that I have? Does it describe everything? Does it apply to everything? Is it total? And two, does it have an infinite depth to it, where I can keep being megala things? Right, that mahalach of I don't know what it is, but I see the schar of the sarsur is that in it? The dogma that Chazal give us is such a profound dogma. It says people were scared to go to Moshe because Karen or Panav, and that's how Chazal magdir. What's that? When we want to describe somebody as being much cheshiver than us, somebody that is so much bigger than me, and so on. So someone's going to come to me and tell me, you're so dovuk in this rav. Yeah, it's fantastic, it's great. Like, you tested him? I mean, yes, I know that you've heard good Torah and he's answered the shaylos and everything is wonderful. But how do you know, like, have you done a comprehensive fahar? Like, how do you know everything about it? And almost by definition, I can't. If I say that this person is so much bigger than me, then what am I? In other words, if a person opens up a Reb Chaim and he's neshtoimim from it, what's so? The person says, well, how do you know what Reb Chaim knew? So the answer is, from the ha'ara that I see, just like when you see a big person, there's a certain ziv and there's a ha'ara that tells me the person is much more. When I say that I want to go see, when I say I want to go see somebody who's a big person, a himmeldicker person, so I don't want to just see what he looks like, but from what the person radiates, I declare that there's a lot more depth, there's so much more to the person. So the way in which we get a sense of a Kaddish Baruch Hu is never because we got to any sefer, any gvul, because that's impossible. It's because from what we have, we the hair, just like when Moshe Rabbeinu came down and his face radiated, it didn't stay at the radiation. It stayed at, we said, well, he's an Isha Lakib. There's something more to him, and that's what we're aiming at. So Chazal in Adkan are giving us two Hagadaris, how a Teifis, that Torah itself is a Likus, and it's the closest we're going to come to have a Kadosh Baruch. And now there's a problem, and that's the next part of the Chazal. If we have it, then how does it work that we're not overwhelmed? How does it work that, what does it mean? What's the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us? On the one hand, you're supposed to learn Torah like a Shmaini. You're supposed to sit and learn it with your seichel, with your das, and if you don't understand it, you haven't learned it. And if you pass me, you have to pass me however our das is, and that's it. So how does it, what exactly is the relationship? So Chazal put that mashal down in this mashal of a melech and a bas yochid. If you have a bas yochid, a ben yochid, that's your entire self, kav yochid. This is it. If a person has one son, then this is it. The way in which Torah was given, it's given as a bas yochid. In other words, it's everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to be megala is in this Torah. So we have a predicament here. How do we preserve the status of the father without interfering in the status of the husband, and the status of the husband without taking away from the father? In other words, that's the dilemma of the hearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being Torah Hashem, and the hearing Torah delay of a person. That's the way in which Chazal will mark this dilemma. So, Kitten Achas means that there's going to be a Nekuda where Kaviyochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sensed as being there, but he doesn't pervade. Lamashal, let's bring it down to what the Nekuda here is. The Hashuras HaShchina was in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash. There were two ways, there were two Eifanim in which the Shechina and it radiated, demonstrated itself. One was in the Chatzar and the Heichel, there was Avoida, and there was all sorts of Nisim. There was the Ner Tamid, there was the Taurus Taurus. There was a certain element of Avoida's Adam, which this is where Adam fulfilled Avoda. And then there was a Kodesh Kodashim where nobody went. Kodesh Kodashim is the place Kaviyochol where there's Hashuras HaShchina, and yet there's no Avoda there. The Avoda on Yom Kippur was to be Mechaper on the Pagia that might have happened in the Kodesh Kodashim. In other words, that's all it is. But there's no Avoda there of Maisa, where Ritzi Adam, where Maisa Adam is actually doing Avoida. So Agaba Atzmacha, if the Mishkan is the Makam Avoida, then why isn't it the place, so why shouldn't the Kodesh Kodashim have the most Avoida? And what's this relationship? There's a place that's the core of the center of the Makam Avoida, that's not a Makam Avoida, that's off limits, that you can't go there. And the going there is only a b'di'evet, so to speak. I mean, I could probably set it up that way, but it's set up as Chalil B'chazif does appear there. The teretz is that the right relationship, the right demonstration of the relationship between that which is Einoi Nira and that which is the Mokrim Avodas Adam, the Kitun Achas, where Kaviyachol, the Melech has the Av is there. To the Litlo Mibayil and Yachol is the relationship between the Kodesh Pnima and the rest of the Kodesh. It's in the Mokrem HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ein Nira. In that Kitoin, that's where you have where I can't Lazim Hoysen Yachol. That's Lazim Yachol. And Mitzad Sheni, and that's where the Mokrem of the Atzmius of Torah is. That's where the Luchas are. That's where the Arayin Bris Hashem is. That's all that's there. And then there is the outside where it's Litimen and Yachol, and that's our Mokrem. Chazal gave us a nifldika demonstration of a picture, a most powerful picture of what it's like. Chazal say that the Aron, the Badim stuck out from the Aron. They sort of indented the Pareches in a way that looked like Shadayim. And Bein Shaddai Yolin, it was Ikaviyachol, a makom unique of Klal Yisrael. Just like we said before the Chazal on Torah, that Tina calls Hashem in Mashmesh, there's Cholov there. So the makor of Cholov is Nelam, it's Kilu without a Gvul, it's as much as the Tina of Yonik. That's exactly the Bein Shaddai Yolin, the relationship of the Kodesh Kadoshim to the Kodesh is that the place from where it comes, that's Mufka from the Tinok, it's not the Tinoks, that's beyond, that's the Kodesh Kadoshim. The place where it goes to is the Kodesh, the Mokum Avodah, and the Mokum Tzushtel is that. That's the Chazal of it. So let's briefly sum it up and then we'll try to give over the Kuda. So Chazal over here are explaining to us that when Torah was given, it was an extraordinary mitzias of a chelik of it that is Adam. It includes, in a sense, the entirety of the Giluyim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make in the world. Everything, the entire heket from Bereishis Bayim Kol Yisrael, everything that there was in the any chelik of the Bria is there, it's in this gala. It's a mark of everything. It is infinitely connected to the one who gave the Torah. The Nesna Torah is Bifnim, is inside. And the relationship of having it in both ways exists constantly. You have a chelik of it where Lita Mibailani Yochel, there's a Bailim on the Torah, he took it, he was koine it, it's delay, it's mureses. Every lotion that the Torah has for making something yours is set on Torah. That's one part of it. And gonus in a kitten, hidden in a kitten, that's around there, that is Kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eshchina, and so on and so forth. That's what Hazal given us. I want to explain something about this inyan in a sort of more practical way a little bit. It was an inyan and Dairis that had some sort of tension about it. When Musa and Chassidus came along, they stressed the learning of Yerushalayim, Mikvei Itim and Zmanim, and so on and so forth, and working on it. And there was tension, opposition, etc. Nefesh HaChayim was written as an answer to the demand by Chassidus about being Asik more in Yerushalayim, and so on and so forth. He put down the Nyanim the way he understood is appropriate and so on. He writes that the appropriate way of learning Musar is throughout the Seder of learning Torah, every so often to stop, to pause, and to learn Musar in Yerushalayim. That's basically what he says. In a yeshiva environment, it's obviously not practical. And even if you hold yourself as going with the Goyen's Derech and the Mahalach of all these things, it would be kind of a little chaotic that everybody would be learning his own Musa at the different times. No, I'm not aware that anyone particularly does it. But I want to try and understand why he felt that that was appropriate. He bases it on a Chazal, and he takes the Chazal almost literally. Chazal say that, you know, about the Chashivas of Yerushalayim, they said it's a mosh like somebody brought Tevuah, and he said, yes, you got a lot of Tevuah. Were you ma'arev a kav chumten? Did you mix in a kav chumten? That was some sort of soil, or something that was preservative. If yes, good. If not, the whole thing is worth it because it's all going to rot. So Reb Chaim Volozhin was kind of coming off that Chazal and sort of literally saying, oh, well, you need to mix it in, be ma'ariv it, and that's the way you're supposed to do it. I want to try to explain what was behind it. Reb Chaim was a giant. He was the next one after the Goyen, and I try to understand it in a little bit deeper way. There's the problem that they saw, the people who were misnagged to these Yonim, was that there would be a nituk between Torah and Yirah. You'd learn both. A person has a period. He has a period that learns Torah, and has a period that learns Yirah. What happens with that is, it's almost mentally as if the person is saying, okay, this is Torah does not have year in it, and year doesn't have Torah to it. I don't think anyone would be so coarse to say it, but it sort of becomes Torah is for people to be falpul and lamdanim to say shtick of Torah, and maybe for people who are Isaac and Halacha to get into Halacha the Kenyanim, and Yerushalayim is for frumis or it's stuff like that to keep you away from Gehenna. I mean, fill in the blanks yourself. I mean, you can figure it out. But it's the wrong picture of both of them. The right picture of Torah, and Chaznish has clinches about learning Musa, where he points out the people who focused exclusively on Musa were lacking. And yes, his sheet, it was a big tumult for a long time. But the point that I think everyone agreed on, the question was just how to do it, was the trick is to see them both together, to understand that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's La'elo La'elo, is really the one that's being mitzvah on each and every prat. I don't know what the learning here. Ksubis. In every single nekuda from that there is in a tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the two go together. In other words, Reb Chaim Volozhin said, we don't learn Yerushalayim because Yerushalayim. We learn Yerushalayim because Ksubis is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kaveya in the very core of the Bria, how marriage works. It's not to be a Yorei also, but it's the hair that the same Melech that's in that Ketan is the one that you're being Eved Avodah for. It's not two Rishuyas, it's one Rishuyas. You know, and you take the same as the Rambam. It's Mafli, the Rambam in Pirush Shmaya will say Tziva Lekin, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like he, you know, when he introduces Halacha, there's the sense of it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu talking. So when a Kadosh Baruch Hu talks, I have the content of what he says, and I have the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the content. And there's a These are two inyanim that must go together because that's the emes of it. Al kaponim, I guess what's in the air for us is when people, when a person is learning the emes, and a person is learning in a way that it's fairest emes, and the person expects it to make changes and turn him into a cheshire person, and so on, a person needs to keep focusing the two things together. The Lishkas HaGazis was where the Sanhedrin sat on Kol Davar Kasher, and Leibashim, it's amazing. Think of the picture. On the one hand, the Sanhedrin was Leibashim, the Leibashimayim is the Sanhedrin. The best I got the Leibashimayim. Kechoy Nashe Rucha is going both on the people here and on Yeshiva Shomayla. That was adjacent to the place that was a Shar Shemayim, the place that was connected to Shemayim. The Yir Shechub Le'Yachdav is L'Yerim Tachtoyim. So it expressed itself. That's the right Metzius of Ishus HaKazis. The place where Adam, where Torah is given to Adam, is he needs to understand that it's given to him, and he needs to understand who gave it to him and who's in the Keter. In every Ois of Torah that a person learns, there's a Keter in there, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in it. The Chshivas of Pnimius of Torah is the recognition that there's a Pnim, the recognition that there's an endless amount of where you're getting it from. Maybe we should hope that we should, our Torah should be Torah Shleima Sai Mitzad, what we have in front of us, and that what we learn, what we understand is right. And Sai Mitzad the Hargasha, that in every Nekuda that a person is misamik in, he's misamik in the piece that's Nigla, but there's a Noisen inside it. And the more the person is aimed on it, the more he brings out. There's no limit what a person can bring out in his ear, in his hamaka. And but there's always the nista, the part that we always see is the karen or panav, not the pnimish shabbat. The Torah, the bracha of Torah Hashem who gave us, is that where every mitzvah has a chelak, an inyan of alikus to it. Torah kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu nekiter. We don't have it begoli, but we have it with us. Wherever a person goes, if he's learning, if he's in Torah, if he's Islamic in Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in that kiter, and is the pnim and the teichin of every word that is Isaac. I was talking to the left.